Blog Talk Radio.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute. Something goes wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Talking about how she can make it right. A happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Oh, baby.
Come on, come on.
love the way he moan. Oh, my goodness. Something about that song. Church music to me. Well, you all, today we're talking about love at first sight. Well, how do you spot a nightmare? Well, we got a very special guest tonight, a stallion. Yes, we have a stallion, a very sexy individual who has a very sexy voice and a nice frame of mind, and we're just having an open and candid conversation about love at first sight and how do you spot a nightmare, and you know, we had some conversations about, you know, what it is that he's looking for, and could be me. Nah, maybe so. No, but without further ado, I'm going to put our guest in. This individual, he's a very talented individual. He has a lot of things in production right now, so we're just not going to call him by name. We're just going to call him the Stallion. And we're going to talk about love at first sight, what he's looking for, and, you know, how we're just having an uncensored conversation. So, caller, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm fine, sexy. I'm fine.
Well, you know, we're having a conversation today. We're just, you know, jaw-jacking about love and happiness. How you feel about that Al Green song? That song, does it do something to you like it does something to me? On
oh,
a male perspective?
Definitely. It's classic. Classic.
So is that true, love and happiness? I mean, does love and happiness make you do wrong? I mean, why doesn't it just make you do right? Let's talk. So you're a very handsome individual who I recently accosted. You know, we have a nice little conversation, different things of that nature, and I know you're looking for a real good woman, and, you know, I know you had some of them, you went from love to lunatic to love, and, you know, want to discuss the situation?
Sure. Oh, let's start off with the first question you asked me about love and happiness. Yeah, love and happiness, it does, from a male perspective, is everything. It's what we want. It's what majority of great men want. You know, you can't find happiness without love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that's possible.
So let me get to something that's pretty deep. You basically have a stalker, right?
Yeah, I have a lunatic. Yes, definitely do. And she's actually the mother of my child. So, yeah, if that's what you want to call a stalker, yeah.
Now, the mother of your child, that's a harsh word to use. Someone who's birthed your offspring. Now, were you all, did you know she was a lunatic, or was that just, you know, the agent that you thought, you know, she was cool, and then the representative came and took over where the agent left off? You know, what's the situation?
That's exactly what happened. It only took a week, but, you know, true colors will prevail. Yeah, it was awful. I mean, I refer to her as the mother of my offspring because that's the worst I can do without being disrespectful. You know, you don't want to disrespect anyone without, you know, well, period, no matter what position they put you in. So,
she's your only child, correct?
Oh, yeah, it's my only child, yes. She's one, fairly new.
She's gorgeous. I saw a picture. And, you know, you're a very good dad. I mean, your child's mother doesn't knock you with that. It's just that she wants you all to be together.
Yeah, that's what every woman wants. Well, she knows what type of man I am, so that's basically what it is. I don't know if she wants to be together with me. It's just more or less like she probably just doesn't want anyone else to cash in on the goods. That's probably more like it right there. I'm not sure. I don't give a time to even explain it to me.
So, you know, me and you, we have a few conversations. I think that, you know, I think we vibe, right? You know, laughed about some things, had some very serious conversations. And, you know, as we're talking about love and happiness, I noticed that you have some very nice pictures, you know, and I've also noticed that you do some professional things. We're not going to go into the dynamics of it, but how is it that you are such a good catch that she didn't keep that hook on you? What's up with that? I mean,
you said, why is it that I'm such a good catch that she's not hooked on me, or that she is?
What was it about when she had her claws in you at some point? I mean, you all do have a child. So how did that, what was it that made you stray away? Let me correct you on that.
It was never, well, with the line of work that I'm in, I meet, like, people in general, like, all the time. And so basically what I'm trying to tell you is me and her, we never really got into a relationship at all.
So
it was more or less like
I would not
say that either. It wasn't a booty call. It was more or less like I was having a production.
It was a friend with benefits.
Yeah, it was just a something. You know, I don't want to put myself down like I get into things like that. It was just I did a production, got a little tipsy, as you call it, and I didn't make a mistake, but I did some things that I probably shouldn't have done. So she didn't get to figuring out more about me until she saw my reaction towards her. You know, that was after the fact, after she was pregnant and everything. That's when she started finding out what type of man I was when I didn't indulge in all the BS that she was trying to keep up. So, you know, she started learning a whole lot about me.
Admitted that you all use protection, though, right?
Excuse me?
Could
you repeat that?
That you all use protection.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she is. Oh, wow. She is one of those people out of one of those movies. You know, I mean, with me personally, I just feel like, you know, no matter what you see in the movies and everything, okay, all that is for showbiz. But I think this woman actually, you know, picked up some of my droppings somewhere and reinserted them and did something. I don't know what she did, but yes, we use protection. And maybe 14 days, 2 weeks after the case, she called me and was like, hey, I'm pregnant. And it was more or less like, you serious? We did this, we used that, and how could that be? And that's when I found out what type of person she was. It went on from there. And I handled it like a gentleman, so it was not too much that she can really do about it. I just told her that when she had the child that we would go and get DNA testing and everything, and that's basically how it worked out. I wasn't there during her pregnancy because I truly believe that it wasn't my child because of me using protection and everything. So I kind of thought it was like, oh, she crazy. She just want to be around or something like this. And I don't know. We had the DNA test, and it was more or less like they said, yes, the baby's yours.
And Mark said, Dahlia, you are the father.
Yes, that's exactly what they said. I wouldn't take it back for the world now, but I have a beautiful young daughter here now. So, you know, I have custody of my daughter. She lives with me.
Your daughter is, she's very gorgeous, and her dad is extremely gorgeous, you know. And
I appreciate that.
Appreciate
the compliment.
My pleasure.
You got something else, you know that? Something else.
I've heard.
Oh, wow.
No, but, you know, we talking about the lunatics in love, and what are you looking for in love? I know that you made some comments to me about me, and I thought they were very beautiful. But at the same time, you know, I'm a difficult person to deal with sometimes because everything to me is so literally, you know. And we've all been through our ups and downs, and I think I look at things completely different sometimes than other people. So I thought maybe, you know, you can express what you're looking for in a person, you specifically. Because I think I know what I want, you know. And I think that everybody, you know, has a thirst. And sometimes your thirst, you know, you just don't that thirst, you know. And with that being said, what is it that you are looking for?
Well, it's all a part of growth. What I was looking for when I was maybe in my mid-20s, early teenage years, are, like, way different from what I look for in a woman now. Now, I just need class. I need sophistication. I need, I don't know, I've been through so much with dealing. We all go through things when we go into relationships, and, you know, you have your good times, you have your bad times, but you have to distinguish the difference between lust and love. And a lot of men and women these days don't know how to distinguish it. So with me, I don't know. I just want someone that's, I just need class, sophistication. She has to be smart, loving, spiritual, demanding. I just want the total package. And I'm single because, maybe because I know what I want. And a lot of men and a lot of men and women just settle for, you know, the looks and the this and the that, the money and whatever. But yeah, once you get to a certain stage in your life, you start realizing what's really important to you and what you want, and you won't settle for anything else. That's partly the reason why I'm single to this day.
Now, what about something me you talked about, you know, on a spiritual tip? We was kind of comparing notes. Did that push you back? I'm not saying like we're dating. I'm just saying that I know you said you believe in Christianity, and then I had gave you a scenario about the Old Testament and how God talks to everyone in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that Christ is his son, and yet there's no conversation with his son. And then I also said that, you know, Christianity, but Jesus was a Jew. So when I said some things like that to you, and I asked you specifically, why is that? And I was asking you reasons. Did that push you back? Did it make you wonder, you know, or what did that do to you as far as, like, dating? Does that come into play when you're dating? Do you want someone that's the same belief as you? How do you deal with someone who might have a different perception? Because like I told you, I wasn't religious, but I was spiritual. And
right.
I told you my belief about religion and how the master, you know, you had to go to church talking to the master. Would that affect your relationship?
You just got to be, I don't want to say yes and I don't want to say no. You just have to be open-minded. You have to be open to everyone's opinions and subjective to everything. And I don't know, it all starts with, like, communication. Yeah, communication. As long as you can communicate as far as some, because that is a big thing in a relationship. But if you as an individual can sit down and really know how to communicate, if you can communicate with the person no matter what, oh, that is the best. But, yeah, you sit down. I don't think, like, if it was a Muslim woman, I wouldn't just say no, I wouldn't date her because we don't have the same beliefs. No, I would open up my mind to go into her studies and hopefully she would do the same thing for me. And yeah, so it's not really, 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 it's big, but it's not to the point of where I wouldn't, like, date someone because they was, like, a Catholic or this or that. You got to be open-minded for anything to work these days. You have to be open to, yeah. But no.
Honestly, anything at work, even if you have different beliefs, you know, that's really something. That's really something.
It's deep. It's deep. That's what you call love. It's more than something. It's called L-O-V-E. If I love you, why would I not and literally love everything about you? Why would I, like, turn my back on you because of what you believe?
Okay. Now, you know, a lot of people believe in a higher power first before the mortal person. Now, what about the nightmare? You know, I know you said you believe in love at first sight, so what do you think, how do you spot a nightmare? Everything can't be love at first sight, because at some point in time, them relationships turn, you know, sour. You know, some people relationships become enemies with each other? And how did that love become a nightmare? How do you spot that, or had to be? Because you said you did say you're dealing with a lunatic, but it wasn't love, right?
No, it definitely wasn't that. Not at all. No, it was nothing actually. But how do you spot the? Oh my God, they so good out here these days. I mean, like, it's hard to spot because people play so many games these days. You know, no one wants to be straightforward and, you know, and open. And that's the key right there. That's the start of everything. As soon as you find out someone is being dishonest about the smallest things, you know, it should be a red flag right there. That could be that lunatic that you're trying to hide from. But, you know, it's all about you, though.
Your profession, because, you do have some things in the works, you know, and you do have a nice profession. You deal with a lot of people, you know, and but with your profession, is it hard for a woman to trust you because you are around so many people? And I know women flock to you because of your profession. Is that difficult to deal with, balancing a relationship?
No, not at all. See, here's the thing. The profession that I'm in now, I've been doing it for maybe 5-6 years, and that was right around the time where I made that drastic change and found out who I was as a person. So as far as me, like, being in a relationship with someone while I was doing this, in this line of business, it hasn't happened. So I haven't ran across that yet. But it's not difficult either to keep the ladies away with what I do because they all around me, you know, they all day, every day, and, you know, and you just got to be, it's not even a point of being strong anymore with me because it's not what I want, you know, the setting in itself is not what I want. I know what type of women, you know, throw themselves
well,
at me.
You know,
I can't,
you're definitely not a stripper, so I don't want people thinking you're
stripping. No, nothing degrading at all. I got too much self-respect.
You got a profession, you know, and you bring in money, you know. Do you ever see women trying to use you for money? I know one thing about you is that you say you like to spend money.
I'm generous. But that's like with basically my family. I give the charities from time to time. So when I say spend money, when we were talking earlier, it was more or less like I like to just help. And when you're helping someone, 9 times out of 10, it's with their financial needs. Not all the time, because a lot of times I can be there for, like, a lot of my friends and family for, like, moral support. And, you know, I'm real big. I just love to give back. And, unfortunately, most of the time requires money.
Somebody that was just, like, way left field. Somebody just was, like, head over heels and really didn't know me. And then so now, like, when you said that, think about how, it's so much stuff that's different about you just in that short time span that we talk. I think that, you know, I think you're really a gentleman, and I think that you are a triple threat. I think you're very handsome, you're articulate, you know, and, you know, I think you have a good head on your shoulders, you know, and it's just shocking me that you're single because a lot of women look for that in a man, you know, and I'm sure that, or vice versa. Well, I'm not even sure vice versa.
I don't mean to cut you off, but that's the problem. A lot of women look for it in a man, and then when they have it, they don't know how to treat that individual like a gentleman and a scholar. You know, they just don't.
But, like I told you yesterday. Yeah. Like I told you, though, some men, that's not them. That's Asian.
I recall that.
You know, but, like, I was making a joke about funny I was, you know, I was just saying that's just me. Sometimes I'm funny, sometimes I'm goofy, sometimes I'm serious, but I'm always going to be me. You know, but you don't get that with people sometimes, you know. And I also have a heart, you know, things do matter, you know, but I applaud you for your generosity. I think that, you know, I think that's a lot to say. I think it's very commendable.
Well, I wouldn't even accept that. You have to applaud my grandparents and my mother and my family. I grew up in like a huge family, Southern family setting. So, you know, everything that I have, I was blessed to get that knowledge through my grandparents and my mother and father, of course. So I wouldn't be able to take any credit for that. Now, I can't take the credit for maintaining it. For maintaining it.
And, you know, when I talked with you, because me and you talked about a few things, and I said, well, maybe we could talk about it on the air, you know, because I've done shows where I've done live shows, and sometimes I did shows, I did tell you I do shows where people didn't know they was on the air, and I told you about, you know, the shows I just did, and, you know, I don't know what you're looking for in love, and I know that you were, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I know you made these comments about me that took you back that you liked. But, you know, like I said, sometimes people got to get to know each other, you know, and I thought that you were a good man, that, you know, a good catch, and you never know what's out there for you, you know, but I know that I saw your pictures and I was like, wow, you know, and I know when women, if a woman found out who you were, she'd say the same thing, but then you got to be careful because some women might want you for your status. That's why I said we're not going to go into who you are and all this and this and that because, you know, maybe you'll find somebody on this program or maybe you'll find somebody in your mind. But I just want to talk about the fact that there are some stallions out here, you know, and you never know. Maybe me and you, maybe I'll take you up on an offer and we'll go on a date. You never know.
That'd be nice. Looking forward to it. How about that?
I didn't know. No.
Okay. You got me blushing ear to ear over here. That is crazy.
No.
I told you.
I'm down to earth. Huh?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I told you I was down to earth. I'm not this person that you put up on this pedestal or whatever else. I'll tell you that I'm just, you know, I'm not going to say I'm an average chick because I'm not a chick and I'm not average, but I'm not somebody that you can't talk to, you know, and I'm very approachable, but I'm also cautious, you know, but I like your style, you know, and I just think that I really do think you have some good things about you. You have a number of good things about you. And it'll be a blessing, you know, for a woman to have you because it's very rare to have men out here. I think I know there's a handful of men out here, you know, in your category.
No, I'm quite sure it is. I know a few of them myself. I try to surround myself around them. So, hey, maybe I get them a call and have them call into your show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is an introductory to you. We're going to do a dating game show. If you want to come back, we're going to have female callers. You know, like I told you, I just uploaded the show because it was sporadic for us to do. You know, I have a switchboard, and it has callers. Before I couldn't get open right now. I was talking to you. So what we're going to do is there's going to be people that hear this show or what have you. I'll have you come back on if you want to. We'll do a dating game show. You know, or maybe me and you will go on a date and talk about the date. But we're definitely going to have you on a date because, you know, you are a good catch. And, you know, I think that you're well worth a date. You know, so we're just talking about from love to lunatic. So how do you know, before I go, before we end the show, because they limit our time now, but or we can go another half an hour. But how do you know the difference between love and a lunatic? When do you spot it? You know, or is it possible to be too late?
It's definitely possible to be too late, but the best way to do it is surround yourself around positivity and a lot of networking. The difference between love and love, like, wow, it's so hard. It's like hard. I mean, it's difficult. It's very difficult.
Because mother, you had no
Didn't dawn on you
that
she could possibly be off the
roster a little bit. Yes. I did have a sign. The fact that she
and
wanted to sleep with me just because of the way I looked. Yeah.
Oh, but
just because of the way I look. That's a little bit.
But you like
yeah, I had a rough night that night. It was, oh my God, it was horrible. I don't drink much, but I actually had, I was celebrating, so, you know, I did good. And I had a little, couple of drinks, celebrating or whatever, and one of my friends brought it to my attention. No, that's not the case. That's what I said. I can't blame it all on her because that would make me a lunatic too because I actually did it. But, yeah, I should have had her sign in when she wanted to do that simply because of the way I look. She didn't know anything about me as a person, so that should have been a telltale sign right there, actually. It should have been, but...
I've never slept with a woman because of the way she looked.
Have I ever done it?
Yeah.
In my younger days, yes, of course. Teenagers, you know, that's how young men are. We grow up and we think, hey, the best, depending on where you're from, is, you know, I got more girls than you.
You're very young. So, yeah. You know,
But it's difficult to spot them. I said it's very hard to spot those ones. It's very hard. They wear camouflage, like, even when they sleeping. So it's hard. You just got to go through the motions and, you know, just got to get to know the person. That's how you do it. That's your answer. You just got to get to know the person. Don't move too fast. Do a background check.
How does he interfere with get other relationships established? Does she interfere with that?
Yes. Is she? Wow, that's an understatement. Yeah, she kind of did everything that you can possibly do. She found out all type of information about me. Like I said, we didn't know much about each other when the incident occurred, but
the incident, a couple months down, you are wild. The damn
couple months
incident.
Down the road,
incident.
She was all at my
that
parents' house. My parents live out of town. My parents got a nice house out somewhere out of town, and next thing I know, they was calling me saying, well, hey, we see your baby mother, and your baby is beautiful. I mean, like, she literally, like, boarded a plane and just popped up on my parents, and they had no idea of who she was until she started going crazy on Facebook when the test results came back. So that's
what's
how they found out about her.
He says this to you.
A lot of negativity.
She said she's not going to leave your side. She can do that.
Yeah. That's basically what she did. That's what she said.
I think I'll leave your side, baby. You know me better
than that. You are something else. That's a nice selection, by the way. I like that song, actually. You are hilarious. I told you I cannot wait for that date. I definitely can't wait for that date.
Oh, so we are gonna go on a date, huh?
It's strictly up to you. I am more than willing.
I know you are. But you know, I think you know we're gonna go out, me and you. I like your style. You know, I feel you. We're definitely gonna go on a date. You know, and a date doesn't mean, you know, here comes love, here comes marriage, here comes a baby and a baby carriage and all that. But I like you. You know, I like your style. I think you're extremely handsome. And, you know, I think that it would be nice to, you know, go all the time with you. And in your line of work, I definitely want to be in the background and watch you do what you do and how you do what you do, you know. But, I enjoyed the program, and I hope that you do find that right woman because, you know, all jokes aside, I think you have a very beautiful spirit. You know, you're very in tune with reality, and some mistakes you have made, you know, but you don't even let that hinder you. And I personally verified some things. You didn't have to do that to show me that what you said about your baby mother was true, and I actually saw some stuff myself. You know, because sometimes people be pulling stuff out the air. I mean, I've met some lunatics myself, you know. And, boy, I'm just telling you, some wild things going on in the world today. But I definitely think you are a dime, you know. And I know you got some things lined up, and I don't want to hinder that and stuff like that, you know, by just saying what it is you do. Because, you know, you have a large... face, basically. But I thank you, Stallion, for coming on, and we're going to have you on again. Maybe we'll be talking about our date, or maybe we'll be talking about the dates for you. You know, so.
I said, I hope so. And it was definitely my pleasure anytime.
You hope so as far as what? Our date?
Yeah, our date. Our date.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do think it was very flattering how you accosted me and what you thought about me, you know, and I do dig your style, you know, because it wasn't, you know, scripted or whatever, you know, and you know, we'll definitely check each other out, so to speak, you know. But we're going to have you on again because I think the people will be very surprised to find out who you are. And, you know, the Stallions are a strong breed. So, but something about you being a different stallion, you're not a wild stallion, you know. You one of them tameable stallions, and that's one of them stallions.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying.
you know, but thank you, and I have a special song dedicated. I want to dedicate this to you and your past experience, what you have gone through. So we'll talk, but you stay on here for this song, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you right now, turn the lights down low, pull your girl up next to you.
If you ever come to me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love you. And no matter how tough I would have been, only to you I would refill my heart. You tell the police I ain't holding back. Nothing around with you is gonna give me that. But when I look into your eyes, it works that kind of vibe. Hey, hey, this is the kind of love that my mother warned me about. Hey, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. This is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about. Man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. I need y'all to do me a favor. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone,
man. Tell me why you've been shot down in the bullet in my heart. How did you get this through my soul? Feels my body getting cold. Someone please call 911.
Tell them I am
I hope we don't have to call 911, and I hope that you don't get shot in your heart. I want to see a pierced in it, like Cupid.
I appreciate that. That is like one of the sweetest things anyone has ever done for me. Like, seriously, listening to the lyrics, that was special. See, I told you.
Yeah. You are, you know, I think you're a very special person. And, you know, I look forward to further conversations with you, you know. And, you know, all jokes aside, I think, like I said, I've said it before and I can't say it enough. I think you're a beautiful person. You have a beautiful spirit. And thank you for coming on the show, you know, and actually opening up and sharing about yourself, you know. And, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, it's going to be beautiful times for you, you know, because everyone deserves a compatible person, you know. And you deserve someone that's compatible to you, as we all do. So, you know, everybody don't have to be in a relationship to be happy, you know, but for some reason, you know, people are looking for their love and happiness. And some people think they need the love to be happy. But you have to love yourself first and foremost, you know. You know, that's really first law of nature. You know. So thank you, Stallion.
Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for having me.
You're so sweet.
And you have the number. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, I won't be no stranger. I'm definitely not going to be a stranger. But, you know. So we'll talk. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry I didn't get to the switchboard or to the chat room. I was very indulged in the conversation with this true stallion. And I'm sure you were, too. And we hope to have him on again, you know, part two, how you do what you do.